see the true professionals at Coulter. Directions? Easy. Go to 12th Street and Camelback. Just look for the car on the roof. Coulter Cadillac. Breakthrough.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Education. Entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back. It is the Data Doctors. You're listening to the most mediocre computer show in this here country, and we're darn proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was a little extra something there from
Matt. We got a little bit of a pulse out of Matt today.
You know, we've been in the computer service business for 17 years, and one thing we learned a long time ago is managing expectations. So, in order to manage your expectations as a listener, we're going to make sure you understand we're aiming real low so that if we exceed that, you should be very happy.
Which shouldn't be hard for us to do now, right?
We under-promise and over-deliver. That is our mantra.
Did you notice the music we had coming back? It kind of matches your shirt.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Ken's wearing a shirt that says Bare Naked Athletics.
BNL, yeah.
Right. And if you're a fan of music, that's good. The tune we came back with was from Bare Naked Ladies. See how that ties in? Who cares?
Nah, that's, you know, we're not doing a television show anymore.
Hey, absolutely.
Adam, help us.
Hello.
Hey, Adam, how are we?
We are good.
You know what? I heard a rumor, Adam.
You did?
I heard that one of us is going to be filling in for the other one of us next week right here on this very radio station.
Yes, one of us is.
And who's going to fill in for whom?
Well, Brandon's the one that's. Brandon's the one that's going to leave the radio show. So I figure I'd come in and sit in.
Just making sure we're all on the same page,
Adam. just to let you know, I wear size 13s, my friend. Size 13s.
Well, maybe you should just start with trying to fill in one shoe.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, so you're going to be, that's going to be fun to have you back in the studio here with us for the whole darn show.
The whole thing.
Go ahead and bring all that stuff, and we'll do the mano a mano, you know, Apple Windows thing. Let's see how many hate mails we get. Why do you always pick on Adam?
I've never had a problem ever since I've had a Mac, and it's been 31 years.
And you never take me to Florida. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Adam. What you got on your plate this morning?
Speaking of mediocre.
Afternoon. Oh, man.
Adam, it sounds every week like your voice gets deeper and deeper. Do you have just continuing colds or what?
Yeah.
No.
Of course.
No, not at all.
It's my name, Barry White.
Anyway, my first story is kind of semi about Mac, but it's also about Microsoft, too.
All right.
It has to do with the new Microsoft Xbox 360.
Yes, tell the world.
Yeah, the new gaming console that Microsoft's going to be kind of coming out with soon. Just kind of interesting how Microsoft has bought a bunch of Apple computers because the Apple hardware is a lot, it's kind of similar to the Xbox 360's hardware, so they can do game demos on Apple computers.
Before the actual Xbox 360 comes out, right? They're using that to show people what this new cool stuff. So what is the Xbox 360 for those people that have a PlayStation 2 or an Xbox now?
It's, from what I've seen, it's just basically kind of like an upgrade, you know, a newer Xbox sort of thing.
That's it?
All right.
It's like it's come full circle. All the way back to just another Xbox. Wow.
Oh, neat. I thought maybe they made you, like, turn around or something.
No, that would be a 180.
Yeah, but you got to turn completely around. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
360, you have to spin it to turn it on or something. Knowing Microsoft, anything could happen. But it's got to have, you know, bigger hard drive, faster specs and stuff. It's just going to be a lot better than the original Xbox.
Well, I'm at Xbox360.com, and anybody else that wants to know about what truly is going on with this Xbox, because they claim that there's revolutionary technology in it. You know what? Before the end of the show, we'll explain to you exactly what that is.
All right.
Or we'll try to anyway.
No, we will.
We'll break down the hype.
We will not be denied.
Hey, Adam, you have any websites that just get it done for you?
Anything owned by Google.
That's true.
Yeah?
Anything owned by Google is just amazing for what they've been doing.
How about something maybe a little more obscure, something that is good, informational, but people might not really have ever seen it, heard of it, tried it, done it, that kind of thing?
I guess one of my more useful sites would be the cnetnews.com for tech news. It's got a lot of different stuff, from enterprise stuff, security, networking, you know, the internet, personal technology. It's got a lot of stuff there.
Well, you know what, the Xbox 360, I'm looking at this, it's going to be able to play high-def games.
Nice.
So that will be something.
Yeah, all the games are supposed to come out in high def.
And all the games are in high def.
All the games are supposed to come out in high def. You're on a radio show, man.
Well, actually, it's a all-in-one device that's supposed to do music, photos. It's the line is becoming blurred between a gaming console and a PC now, right?
That's right.
Well, and television.
And television.
Oh, yeah, and a television, too.
Some of those games, some of that looks so freaking real. It's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, now we'll be able to play Pac-Man and Pong in high def.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You think maybe they'll have, real blood or something when Pac-Man does his thing?
Scary thought.
You know.
Yeah. Pac-Man 2, real life.
Yeah, that's right. The Sims. What else you got on your report there?
Well, I just got a few security issues. On Tuesday, there was the Windows Flaw 6 released for those of you, those six people out there that are still using Windows 2000 Service Pack 3 or 4. There's a important Windows security fix for you. You can look that up on the Microsoft website or on Windows Update.
Yeah, if you have Windows 2000 and you don't regularly go to windowsupdate.microsoft.com,
do it.
You should do it.
Yeah.
Because Adam says.
Yeah, because I said.
That's
and if
right.
you have a problem, Adam, give them your home number and they can call you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
555. Anything else?
Well, I got two more security updates. One is Mozilla Firefox browser security update. We're up to version 1.04 now.
Now, isn't that interesting how they jumped onto the scene because they were so much more secure than Internet Explorer?
We're secure and safe.
And as soon
and
as
almost compatible.
As soon as a bunch of animals start gathering at that watering hole, what happens?
Yeah.
Let's go. That's right. Let's go after it.
Right. But there's just a few vulnerabilities there that have been fixed in Firefox 1.0.4. That's an update you really need to get.
By the way, I'm a big proponent of the Firefox browser. It is definitely technologically different than Internet Explorer. And
the download manager, the tab browsing,
everything.
The ability to save and share bookmarks with other PCs. And I mean, there's some really cool stuff there.
If you've not done it yet, Mozilla.org, MOZILLA.ORG, Mozilla.org. You can download a very up-to-date, free version. It's got all the security patches in it.
Right. Also, if you want to learn more, you can go to getfirefox.com.
There you go.
There you go. And last security update is the one from Apple about the iTunes music software.
Yes.
There's the iTunes 4.8 update now that you might want to get. The earlier versions of the music software have a vulnerability with a certain music file that can become a security issue.
Isn't that crazy? People are going to try to attack you, get to your computer through a music file or something that looks like a music file that you try to use in iTunes.
Here you are just innocently listening to a little Hoobastank, and stuffed within that sound file,
you know what?
Is that, some real stank.
That might be a subliminal message.
Could be.
Yeah.
That name just came off the top of my head.
No, Hoobastank's good. That's good.
Good choice.
Yeah. Obviously, the sushi's working.
Hey, Adam. Good luck filling in these big, huge shoes next week, my man.
He's up for the task.
Yeah.
Bring lots of stuff. You know what? Bring that book you're talking about, too.
You know what? Come half asleep, you'll do fine.
What we're going to do is our rejoiners will be Adam reciting from, you know, various pages from that Encyclopedia de Adam.
My big 1,700-page book.
The one that's under your pillow,
that's
right?
Under your pillow, yeah.
Right.
Was under.
Was.
Anymore,
right.
Anymore.
We gave him the advice. He heeded the advice. And
he's a smart young man. Adam, thanks, buddy. We'll see you next week.
Yes.
That's our man, Adam. Now, we say man now, and we mean it. Start out being our kid, Adam, was 11?
He's our man boy.
Man boy. I think he's all man now. Listen to that voice.
Could be.
Yeah, and he's our man boy from Glendale.
He's
our man boy from Glendale.
How are we doing on time?
I'm thinking, you know, we're in pretty good shape. We have time if we want to talk to Stan.
Let's talk to Stan.
Stan with his gateway issues.
Stan, welcome to the Computer Corner. Do you have a particular website you'd like to share with the world that you think is helpful?
Yeah, I've got Cox Cable. I'm with Cox Cable.
All righty. What's going on with your computer we can help you with?
I'm ready to blow it up.
Well,
step away from the computer. Step away from the computer.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got a gateway. I bought it in 2000. And, yeah. And anyway, I upgraded it to the XP about a year ago. And I've had all kinds of problems with it.
What
now, the latest problem I've got right now is I can't get the computer to go on. When I turn the computer on, I get the Gateway logo on it, and then there's a little green bar that goes halfway up, and then it'll click off, and it'll say reboot and select proper boot device or insert boot media in selected boot device.
Now, that's not a good error message to have.
No.
Not that there's a good one to have, but that's definitely a bad one.
If you had to choose all of them out there between that one and the blue screen of death,
yeah,
it's not good.
Okay.
You got kind of a hardware issue kind of going there.
That's what I thought, it was the hardware.
There's something you mentioned a few minutes ago. You started out with this Gateway. You bought it a few years ago. You then said you upgraded to Windows XP, and that's where I kind of want to put a little brakes on for a minute.
Okay.
Because you said everything started being a problem after that.
Yeah.
Get out.
Most of the problems have been resolved, but this is the latest one now.
Well, what version of Windows did you have before you went to ME? Or I went, I mean, 2000.
XP. I put the home edition in.
No. What did you have before?
2000.
Okay. And so you just did a upgrade on top of whatever was on there?
Well, I was supposed to get out of Gateway backup and then put in the XP.
All right, you know what? I think we're coming up on a break, and I don't want to leave you hanging. We're going to put you on hold for a second because that hardware error is going to take a little more time than we have, so we'll help him off the air.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we got our Geek Speak of the Week, our Download of the Week. Of course, more of your calls and questions, 602-277.
We got Vince, Ben, Richard, and 5827.
5827. That's who's holding, 5827. How did you know?
I know. We're time slicing here.
You're psychotic.
It's like, you know what? This show's going to be like instant messaging, you know? You have like partial conversations.
POS.
Yes. Parents are watching.
It's Ken and Brandon, the Computer Corner, right here, News Radio 620 KTAR.
10.